I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome to
Tulsa
Topics.
Music, news, interviews, and much more.
There's several people present from American Airlines that, as I understand, I was going to have just a couple speak, but will not be speaking tonight due to the request of the council. I appreciate that and respect that, and we'll follow that advice. But I feel it's very important to report to you tonight on how the city is continuing to be very proactive in retaining jobs for American Airlines and poising that base for growth in the future. We, of course, work with all of our businesses in terms of retaining and growing jobs. We work hard with American Airlines for several good reasons. They're our largest employer. Their 7,000-plus jobs also provide approximately 16,000 or more additional jobs in the Tulsa economy. Many, many large and mid-sized and small businesses are here due to American Airlines. You know the action steps that this administration has taken over the past few years to partner with American to keep them strong. We've worked to get utility board approval for acquisition of the old Builder Square on Interstate 244, which is now American's Wheel and Brake Center. This action helped to retain hundreds of jobs. Also, the good citizens, as you know, of Tulsa County, recognizing the huge impact American has on our economy, passed $22 million in funding for tooling and equipment to retain jobs in American's airline maintenance base. We've also installed sewer lines, a lift station, and inside and helped to get inside city water rates for American Airlines to help with savings to keep that base strong. And I'd be very, very remiss not to mention that the sacrifice of the American Airlines employees who gave up wages and benefits in great measure, which also ensured the survival of the company and the strength of the base here in Tulsa. Since Vision 2025, both the management and the Transport Workers Union have come together in an absolutely unprecedented way never seen before in this country to find efficiencies and to implement cost-saving measures. At the same time, the maintenance base in Tulsa has developed a business plan to transform the base from a cost center to a profit center. They've done this through a continuous improvement process and creating capacity for the third-party maintenance work that you have read about and heard about that I think is a key to the future of the base. Now, for our consideration as a city government, capacity is the key word. We've got a good problem at the airport. The good problem at the airport is that most of our businesses located at the airport are growing, and they need space. They need more capacity. Space and capacity that in most instances we do not currently have to allow them to grow. Any capital improvements that we can add in terms of new hangar space at the airport is urgently needed. That is why I proposed for inclusion in the upcoming third penny package that we build two fabric bay hangars at the airport at a cost of $4.3 million to address these urgent short-term needs. For the long-term needs of these businesses, including American, we've issued an RFP to the private sector for development of land at the airport, which will address, hopefully, those long-term needs. We'll also work with the state through the legislative process to help address those long-term needs. As for the two hangars, now proposed for inclusion in the next third penny package, they will be invaluable capital assets for job retention and job growth at the airport. American Airlines, in my opinion, has the most urgent short-term needs and the most jobs at issue at the present time. And we would want to make these two hangars available first to them for their work.
Thank you for listening to Tulsa Topics. Comments can be emailed to TulsaTopics@gmail.com.